Veronica and Lewis on Triple J. Mama rang my phone and told me that she really proud. I heard you on the
radio. You got some type of sound with the What's up? What's up?
How long have you known you were coming to Tasmania for this?
I literally found out the other day and I was like, oh, all right, cool. Like, let's do it. Oh, easy.
Have you been to Tassie?
Yeah, I played it on Republic Bar last year. It's really cold. Like, I was just like on my way here and I was talking to Max about it and he was like, yeah, apparently it's like snowing there right now. I'm like, damn.
Certainly in Hobart, right?
Yeah, down to 300 meters there was snow this morning.
You crazy.
Are you prepared for that kind of thing?
I mean, yeah. No, yeah.
So you were touring around with Peking Duck a little bit earlier. And you're about to kick off a tour with TK.
Yeah, shout out TK. That's going to be crazy.
So they're both going to be there.
Yeah, I saw. Yeah.
Which is pretty exciting. Now, we don't know who you're going to be playing with, but a lot of people are going to be guessing between those two.
Who do you reckon I'm with?
Oh. I mean, it couldn't be both, could it? That's too crazy.
I guess it could be a Pokeno Los Dos situation.
Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting. I mean, it's a lineup on the list, so, I mean, we'll just have to wait and see. Friday, huh?
Is it an artist that you'll have to do some, like, fast rehearsal with before? Like, that you've not done anything with before and that you'll have to, like, quickly rehearse before heading up on stage?
Hey, I don't know, man. A magician never reveals their secrets. Come on.
But of course, the last festival that people would have caught you at was Splendor.
Oh, man.
Tell us about how that was.
That was just an experience. Just to kind of get a gauge as to where everything is. Like, I was so scared. It was 11 o'clock and my set was at 12. I'm waiting there and I'm like, oh, like, no one's here. It's whatever. Like, I'm at Splendor. I'm just going to, like, give it all. 11:30, like, people just start rolling through and I'm like, what? Like, is someone about to play before me? And then literally they're just there and I'm like, nah, like, you crazy. And then played it and then, like, just finished. And then it was such a moment in time and just, like, I'm really thankful for the opportunity. And I learned a lot. And that was just a crazy weekend just being there. That stage is huge.
Is
huge.
Is it weird performing as early as like 11:30? Because are you a morning guy or?
Yeah, I mean, I'm always up at like 6. Like, that's just my body clock. Like, since school, because I used to get the bus at like 7 and I had to be up by like 6 to get it there in time. So yeah, being up early is cool, but like playing those times, like I've only really played it like night. So to play it like at 12 was very interesting. Like,
means you're doing your vocal warm-ups at like 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Vocal warm-ups?
Yeah, I actually do. Shout out Nikos. He's actually my vocal coach. We go through a lot of like breathing techniques and then just making sure that like I'm good on stage and that my voice sounds crisp.
That's right. Before the Splendor set, you were saying that you might be hyperventilating out of nervousness.
Not even just Splendor, but like honestly, every single gig that I go to, like, it doesn't even matter if it's like 20 people, 1,000, whatever. Like, you just catch me in the back. Sorry that I did that on radio.
Veronica, Lewis, Triple J.